Okay, Amy and Emily, before we unleash a special homecoming version of your mega hit, Emory students are wondering if you were able to go back in time and give yourselves life advice while you were in college on trying to find your way and figure out who you are, what would your advice be?
I think I would give advice to myself not to sweat the future at all. I mean, I didn't sweat the future a lot, but I guess I worried more then than I do now. And I would tell myself that each decade gets richer in many ways. And I look back to my time at Emory and when I was just practically a kid and partying and having fun and being a good student as well, which was a feat, I guess. But I would say that there is no way to predict how rich the future can become each decade, even as you're getting older and you sort of pine for your youth at times. That's what I would have told myself, to just really enjoy the moment and look forward to a deeper enrichment of life as time goes on.
I mean, I think, like, for me at Emory, the hardest thing I had was just, you know, it's that time of life when emotionally things are really hard, and I was discovering my sexuality and my gender and everything. So I maybe shut too many doors off from people that I could have gotten to know, because I was scared of myself and who I was, and made me scared of other people. So I'd probably say to be more open to other people that may assume they're not going to like who you are. But what I've discovered in life now is that you really can't judge who's going to be your friend, you know? And I have made some really strange friends in the last 10 years of people I never thought I'd sit down with. And it's enriched my life a lot. So I would have said not to have a chip on my shoulder, and also maybe to remember to not leave your guitar in the parking lot a couple times that I did.
I did that too.
Oops. At least people returned it to me.
Yeah, that's great advice. Okay, this one's for our alumni who remember the Dugout, the bar across the street. And while you were there, you might have been able to hear a band called the B-Band or buy their tapes for $1 at the Dug. Here they are one more time. Get your lighters and cell phones out. It's Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, the Indigo Girls.